This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
With many planning to watch the Super Bowl, the CDC is putting a damper on things if you're planning to watch with friends and or family.
Okay, how so?
So here's what they're planning. They're asking people that if you plan on cheering for your team with others in the room, you should use instead noisemakers to replace the normal cheering.
Because I remember last May probably, they were like, okay, if you're at church, don't sing for the spread of, you know, you opening your mouth and expectorating.
Right. And that's the same situation here. So if you're planning on watching the Super Bowl with friends or family, you're thinking, well, what can I use? Well, I have a couple of options for you. You could go with air horn.
Everyone loves those inside, by the way. Those inside are something that people cannot get enough of. You will be the most liked person at that party.
Okay, if that's an issue, you could go with the hand clappers.
Okay, still simple. Very annoying.
All right, what about kazoos?
No, the kazoos are always on time. Very understated and not as dramatic, but I think that one actually works. It's comical. There's also taking a nod from the way the rest of the world looks at football, soccer, the World Cup. Remember when they had the vuvuzelas and it was a big deal? It looks like a long horn, basically, and it just makes this droning sound. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds very annoying.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to be on headache medicine.
I know. I've just ordered three. In case someone takes my first two, I will have a backup. WayFM, this is the Wally Show. And when somebody says, God told me to do this, some people get freaked out by that. And other people are like, yeah, that makes sense. And so that's what we're talking about. We got started on this conversation from a friend of ours who has a podcast called Audible God, where he has people sharing their stories of God telling them things to do. And so we thought we'd take some of yours right now. So, Warren, have you ever been in that situation?
I had two small children. We'd go to the playground on Saturdays all the time and play. And one day we're there and these two boys were sitting there and their mom was sitting over in the corner over there, a single mom, and God was telling me to go talk to her, invite her to the church. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it. My heart kept saying to do it. I wouldn't do it. And the next morning at church, two good friends of mine brought her into church and said she called them last night crying, needed to talk to somebody. And then she saw me and she goes, why didn't you ask me?
Oh, no way. She actually called you out on that. Holy cow.
She saw me and she goes, you go to church. Why didn't you say anything? And I'm like, I had nothing to say.
I get that because you were worried that she might have thought you were hitting on her or something like that, you know, and being creepy. So I get that hesitation. But here's the thing. We always think it's our job to save everybody. You know, we're supposed to share our faith. But your story is a great example of how God will use other people and he's constantly pursuing us. And even if we don't follow through with something God's putting on our soul, God is still pursuing that person and he'll put other people in their lives that will do it. I think we miss out on the blessing, as you found out. Like, had you asked her, you would have gotten something in addition to it because you were following through what God put on your heart.
Convicted me good. So now other times I've been at the playground, I just go talk to people, invite them to church, and they come.
So I'm curious, have you ever been in that place where you really felt God was telling you to do something, whether it was audible or whether it was just that feeling in your soul? And what happened? Did you follow through with it? 855-33-WAY-FM is how you can always be part of the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Nikki, what is your Audible God story?
About 2 years ago, I finally got my dream car. And then about 8 months ago, one of my coworkers was talking about how they had totaled their car and their other car was on the fritz and it was on the blink and they didn't have a vehicle at the time. And I remember leaving work that day getting in my car, and I put the key in the ignition, and I had this overwhelming sensation and thought of, you need to go give him your car.
Oh, wow. And you're like, Lord, I haven't even paid this off yet.
I sat there and went, wait a second. No, my car? You know, because I did this whole back and forth, and he's like, your car. And so that lasted for about 3 minutes, and then I got this real excitement inside of me. That's the best way I can describe it. And I was about to get out of the car and just walk in and hand in the keys. And then this thought came in and goes, don't you need to talk to your husband before you do this? I went, oh, yeah, that might be a good idea. So,
yeah, I would kind of want to be looped in on that if I were your husband. I would support you, but I'd just like to know why you walked home.
Exactly. Well, it took about 2 weeks for him to catch up to me. And we went to their house. I called and said, hey, can we come by? I've got something for you. And went by their house and basically walked in the door and said, hey, we've got something for you, and handed him the keys. And his wife just lost it, like just started crying and everything. And I said, you know, it's okay. She was like, no, you don't understand. I was praying that God would give us a vehicle. And my prayer was, Lord, will someone just give us one? And then my thought was, that just doesn't happen. People just don't give people cars. And I asked her when she prayed that. It was the exact same day that I went and got in my car.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, that's the thing, too, man. Like, when we follow what God puts on our heart, he's working on somebody else, too. And a lot of times, it just is something that gives them faith that maybe they didn't have before, or it increases their faith when you do something like this. That showed the power of God beyond just your generosity.
Well, you know, and I struggled with calling in because it has nothing to do with me. And really cool thing to come forward, I have a car just like it again. He blessed us 3 weeks ago with the same car, just a little bit newer.
That's kind of cool.
So it's really cool. So it's definitely come full circle.
This is a really interesting time that you would call, like, right now, because my car is broken. And I was praying earlier, Lord, just please, what kind of car do you have?
I have a Volvo.
Please, Lord, a Volvo would be great. It'd be safe for my family.
Okay, well, I'm just not hearing that right now, but I will let you know if I get that calling, okay?
Okay, Nikki, you're the best, kind of. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Katie, we're talking about that time that you think that you heard God telling you to do something. Maybe it's audible, or maybe it's just that feeling in your soul. And what happened? Did you follow through with it?
What happened is I was at the Y one day, and I was on the treadmill, and there was another lady on, I think she was on a stair step or something, and I just felt like God was telling me to get off the treadmill and go tell this lady she was beautiful. And I was like having this quiet argument with God, and I was just like, no, I am not going to go do that. And denying, it kept going. And so finally I got off the treadmill and I walked back there and I said, excuse me, ma'am, I just want to tell you that you're beautiful. And she just kind of looked at me funny and said thanks, and it was really awkward and very uncomfortable, and I felt really silly, but I felt even more pleasure knowing that I just listened to the still voice of God.
Yeah, that's a good point, that it's uncomfortable for a minute, and that lady might have not known how to react, like, okay, thank you, but then you have no idea what that did for her the rest of the day. She might have been in a situation later on where she was belittled or tempted to feel less than, you know, and she might have remembered your words and what God had put on your heart. And that's how he works. He works in ways we don't understand or see, but we got to be faithful when we feel that nudge.
Right. And you know what I thought to myself that later that day was, I don't know what conversation she was having with herself on that treadmill.
Right. I know when I'm on a treadmill, I just need someone to tell me I'm beautiful.
Me too.
And now for some good news.
This is The Wally Show, and there's a lot of bummer news, and that's what we call it, bummer news. And so we want to do some good news, make you feel a little bit better here. Betty Rock, it's Good News Giddy Up. Three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you. What you got?
A sweet old couple that have been married for 63 years recently both got COVID, so they put themselves in the hospital. The bad news is that in the hospital they had to be put in separate rooms, and they were missing each other.
We call this Good News Giddy Up. Why all the bad news?
Let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
So then a nurse figured out what was going on. She put together a date night
nice.
So they could have dinner together.
There, I like it. See, again, sometimes you got to step outside the rules and do something that's good for people. Nicely done, nurse. Good news, giddy up, Gavin.
A 90-year-old man from Austria passed away last month. But this takes a positive turn, I promise.
Because right now I'm really doubting you guys understand this concept of good news.
In his will, He left $2.4 million to a town in France that saved his family during the Holocaust.
Oh!
$2.4 million.
That's cool, wow. Man. And to remember all those time, you know, that's awesome. I love that. Good news, giddy up. There's a high school principal in South Carolina that, get this, has been working a second job and giving money to his students that are in need.
Oh, nice.
Like,
listen,
that is next level. He's been stocking shelves at Walmart, now someone started a GoFundMe for him, and it's raised over $140,000.
Nice. So good.
Yes, I love that. And then Walmart donated another $50,000 to his school.
Nice.
See,
wow. Walmart.
When you do good, like, things, then good things happen. I love that. And that's why we do the good news giddy up. This is the Wally Show, and one of Betty Rock's many jobs on the show is to archive the show and all the audio that you hear for podcasts and things like that. And so from time to time, she misuses her power and goes through and will pull clips of audio of me sounding less than my best.
You give me so much content that if taken out of context, it just puts you in a really bad light, which I love.
That's fake news, because it's creative editing is what it is.
Nah, it's not too creative. Came out of your mouth.
Okay, so you're not really creative? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I am. I just don't have to be with you.
All right, so we call it Here's How Betty Hears the Show, and this is her offering this week. I'm not going to lie, I am jealous of anyone with a shoe closet, because I could use that. I have a lot of pairs of shoes, and I'd love to have just a shoe closet. That'd be glorious.
It's prime time.
That's weird. I don't know why that happened. We're not doing that. Oh, I know what it is. Okay. I actually had the right thing set up, and then I turned it off of the right thing because I wasn't betting on me, and that's my fault. I should never bet against me because I lose every time that way. Let's not be jaded. Let's be pretty today.
Bless your heart.
Don't bless my heart. Do not bless my heart. I'm not bald. I can be surly and argue with people about Bernie Sanders, but then I turn into a 13-year-old girl. I'm like, Anne Hathaway's the best. I love her in Princess Diaries. You know what? I don't like being called a hero, but
sometimes... No one called you a hero.
We could look like Kate Middleton together. That would be amazing. I don't remember what that was from. Some of the other stuff, I'm like, yeah, that's valid. I just love that we have a new boss, and the first four clips that you pulled is of me making mistakes. So I really appreciate that. I think Betty's gunning for my job. Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it and I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it, and she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com.
News is all faxy and figury. This is more news-ish. Here's Wally.
For quite some time, Barbie has come under fire for making dolls. Mattel makes them, making Barbie dolls with unreasonable expectations for little girls when it comes to body image.
I could see that because she's super skinny. Yeah. She's the perfect height. And she's got beautiful hair.
Yeah. Jealous much? Barbie's 2021 Fashionistas launch. So they have a new line. It's going to be their most diverse ever. And
okay.
So I'm like, okay, that's a good idea. There are seven dolls, including Ken in a wheelchair, another Ken with an afro textured high top haircut. A little too high, little kid in play, 80s. They needed to bring that fade down a little bit. A Barbie with lighter skin that has vitiligo. I'm not sure how you say it exactly. Vitiligio. I don't know. Anyway.
Some kind of skin condition.
It is. Yeah, we have a friend that has that. It's where there's basically skin loses its pigment, so you get like white splotches.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so Barbie, well, not actually her, but a spokesperson for her, because she was really busy, said, we're proud to offer an even wider range of diverse choices with all of these lines so that kids see themselves reflected in the doll. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, is that something that kids think about, or we think about that for them as adults, you know, or you're not conscious of it as a kid, and then later on you think about it. Like, Rock, when you were playing with dolls, did you ever think, I'm curious, I want to play with a doll that looks like me?
Yeah, like, why didn't she have a pet possum?
Right,
why wasn't she wearing a trucker hat? I don't understand.
Why did they give us shoes with this doll? What's the point in that? Yeah. So, yeah, like, I was, when I was a kid, like, I had G.I. Joe, and so I was more, you know, into the cool trucks that he had and the different
not
gadgets.
Not so much the six-pack, because that's not going to happen.
I knew that was unattainable. Even even at eight, I knew that is not going to be my life. So there you go. Barbie is making their line a little bit better for kids, and I think that's a real good step in the right direction. This is The Wally Show, and boy, the other day, I got hornswoggled, got...
What does that mean?
Taking advantage of. Yeah, like, yeah, those Girl Scouts. Like, I was walking.
They're sweet little girls.
No, no, they're all vicious salespeople. And they use their cuteness to disarm you.
Oh.
And so I was coming out of the store, and I'd seen them going in, and I had a person in between me and them, so I like, sidestepped it, like, and then as I was coming out, there was no buffer, and they're like, excuse me, sir? Mm. And I'm like, I didn't have my earbuds in, so I could fake it. I'm like, hi, little girl. And they're like, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies, please?
Oh,
like,
and they bat those little eyelashes.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen some overweight people that don't need them, but you look amazing. So I'm like, oh, gee, okay, come on. So, I go over there. And I call my wife. I'm like, hey, you're not going to believe this. The cuteness just got me. What kind of cookies do you want? And so I bought more cookies than I definitely intended to, because I was trying not to buy any. But they were so stinking cute.
And how can you tell a cute little kid
no?
You can't.
Especially when they're polite and kind and like so good at their job, and they're upselling me tagalongs and they're upselling me Samoas. It's like, come on.
One of everything.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man. And I just want to learn to be a better woman. Okay, fine.
You are my role model.
Yeah, exactly. So, I bought way more than I intended to.
We can tell.
Funny, I haven't even started eating them yet. So here's the deal. I'm curious. Have you ever bought something that maybe you didn't want, or you bought more of because the salesperson was that good? These Girl Scouts, I'm telling you, they have sales classes, and they're doing something. They're doing something right, and I believe this. It's a conspiracy.
And sometimes those little girls will grow up into amazing salespeople
yeah.
that work on the car lot, uh-huh. or maybe they're trying to get you to buy a house.
Yeah. Or selling secrets as spies. I don't know. Because
yes.
It's that nefarious. They're that good. And so that's what I want to ask of you. Have you ever bought something like solely because the salesperson was so good, and then like maybe even you got home, you're like, ah, I did not need that. I did not need that at all. So 855-33-WAY-FM. You'll make me feel better about my Girl Scout cookie purchase. 855-33-WAY-FM, and we will take your story right now. Robin, has that ever happened to you?
Yes, but it was not in the store. It was in my home.
Oh, you had like a door-to-door salesman?
Yeah.
Does that still happen, or was this a long time ago?
This was in 1985 or 6.
Okay, what happened?
We had been married a couple years, had a new baby, and this guy came by with a vacuum cleaner that was going to change our lives. He vacuums our floor and shows us how dirty the water is. And then he vacuums off our couch and shows how dirty the water is. So, you know, we're thinking, our child is living in filth. And we kept saying, no, we just really can't afford this. You know, we just got married. I'm at home with the baby, blah, blah, blah. And he said, but look what you're going to be raising your child in. I mean, literally. And then he took and threw dirt down on the floor and vacuumed it up with our vacuum cleaner. And then vacuumed it with his vacuum cleaner and showed just how much more came up afterwards. So anyway, by the end of the night,
We're $1,500 poor.
Oh, a $1,500 vacuum cleaner system? That guy was good.
Yeah.
I think at some point I would have been like, you know what? I see where you're going. I'm still on the fence. Let's go vacuum all four bedrooms. Like, I just would have had him vacuum my whole house and then be like, yeah, I don't think I can do this.
We had Cindy who said she bought a nail kit for buffering your nails, and she doesn't even use polish.
Oh,
the
wow.
salesperson was so persistent that she finally gave in. She said, on the plus side, it works. The downside, I just never use it.
Yeah, there's so many things like that that you buy. Like I think women get caught up in this more so than men because all their friends have like the side hustles that they're doing, like selling Arbonne or selling Pampered Chef.
Yes.
And you go there thinking, I'm going to get a little thing to like cut grapefruit pieces, and before you know it, you've got to apple peeler, core, or slicer. You've got, you know, the garlic press. You've got the stones and ton of stuff.
Well, and you feel guilty because your friend invited you there, and the salesperson keeps saying, if you buy this stuff, you help your friends.
Exactly.
So then you're like, well, what's the cheapest thing I can buy that I don't really want?
I know. That's why no one invites you, though, because you're always looking for the cheapest thing.
Oh, yeah,
that's
sure.
probably smart, actually. like the less invitations to those kind
that's
of
true.
Parties you get, it becomes the better for you personally, mm-hmm. for sure.
Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-scoop.
This is The Wally Show, and the scoop is designed to make your life a little bit better with some life hacks or just some information that can help you out. And I have the scoop today on laundry. I've been picking up some extra laundry duties. It's my side hustle now.
Oh, because your wife had a recent hip replacement, so you're having to do it. Okay.
Yeah, and she's doing well.
That explains the smell.
Yeah. I don't do as much laundry as she did. She's really good at it. And so I was getting things out of the dryer the other day. And you know the dryer has the lint trap. Do you know about that, Rock?
Yes. And funny side story, when I moved into an apartment once, they didn't show me where it was.
Of course.
I just figured at my young age, it doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Come to find out, after having to put the heater on like twice to do one load of laundry, it was sparking in the back and it was like piled like cheesecake. Like the lint was that.
You could have started a house fire. You got to watch out for that. So it's important that you clean your lint trap each time. So I took the lint trap out and I started to take my fingers to scrape across it to just get it all
off.
That's
what everybody does.
Absolutely. And you think, but it was, have you ever tried to open a plastic bag like at Publix or whatever at a grocery store?
Yes, and you can't get it to open.
And they won't open. I ran my finger across the lint 100 times and it wouldn't start to peel off. It wouldn't peel. So here is your scoop. Lick your fingers.
Before.
Yeah, before.
Oh, okay.
Lick your fingers and then run it across. It will instantly start that peel and will grab all of the lint. Thank you.
Hopefully you washed your hands before you do that.
Right.
No, I had already done it 100 times, but it still worked. But it worked. I'm telling you, try this today when you do laundry. Don't gag, Gary.
Sorry.
He has a very weak stomach.
That was weird.
He's like, even I think that was weird. But if you just give a quick little lick of your fingers and slide it across there, you will get all that lint off instantly. So there you go. You're welcome. That is your laundry scoop for the day. This is The Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Matthew. How you doing?
I'm good, Matthew. What's up, man?
Just want to make a comment about the scoop of the lint in the dryer.
Yeah, my scoop was where if you can't get the lint to come off of that dryer screen, you lick your fingers and then just run them across and it instantly takes them off.
Yeah, I just had to tell my son to please don't do that because he was like, I never see you do that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It works, though. I didn't say lick the screen. Like, that would be bad.
Well, he thought that, and so I had to kind of just tell him, no, because now he thinks it looks like cotton candy, so...
For your son, I will tell him, do not lick the screen, and take that from someone who learned it the hard way, because it does look like cotton candy. You're right.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What you got, Gavin?
Going to the Super Bowl, which is almost a week away from now, along with all the festivities that go along with it, seems like an amazing experience. Wally, like, wasn't it recently you told me that you've actually been down there for the week leading up? Not the game, but...
I was in Miami. Yeah, I know.
He wasn't there for the sport.
No, I was, actually. I worked for a station, and they sent me down to cover the Super Bowl, even though I didn't even know who was playing. I knew none of the athletes. I didn't.
That's great.
I just looked for anybody that was much larger than me and just started asking questions.
That's a football player. Must be.
Yeah, I interviewed four doormen, one bouncer.
Everybody was bigger than you.
Yeah, a limo driver, and then finally happened to stumble across a kicker.
Oh, there you go. Yes. The smallest guy on the team.
Yeah.
But due to COVID-19, the people who will get to experience the Super Bowl this year is going to be limited to about 14,000 people, and a football stadium can fit close to like 100,000 people. So it is a much smaller amount, but they're doing it right. Those tickets are going to healthcare workers and frontline heroes. And what's really cool is that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had their tight end, Rob Gronkowski, actually send out personalized video invitations to some of those fans.
This is champion Rob Gronkowski. I've heard that you're a pretty big Bucs fan, and more importantly, that you've been a huge help for patients battling tough times this year during the pandemic. I want you to know that it hasn't gone unnoticed. Congratulations, you're going to Super Bowl 55 as a special guest of the Buccaneers and the NFL.
Sounds like a political message. I'm Ron Gronkowski, and I approve this message.
I vote for him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going around his normal day going, hey, yeah. I'm John Kronkreffer.
Yeah, that's his last name.
That's how you pronounce it.
Happy meal.
He was very animated there. Very, very scary, actually.
But I'm sure it was, like, really cool if you're, like, a big Buccaneers fan and you're like, this is a crazy year, but like I have, you know, so few people actually get to go to this game, and I got an invitation from one
Mr.
of the players.
Mr. Gronkowski.
Yes, Mr.
That's
Gronkowski.
Cool.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I like that they're doing that, and it's a cool thing. And yeah, who wouldn't like to get that even from the Gronk? Even if you weren't a big fan, you'd be like, sure. That's kind of cool. It's kind of dope.
Or didn't even know who he was. Like
that would be me, yeah. Gronk, what? All right, Gavin, thank you, sir. This is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little snap judgment here. This is where you get to help us decide a song that could be played on Way FM. But we're only going to give you a little bit of information. You get a snap, as we call it. Just a little bit of the hook, just to wet your whistle, if you will. And then you tell us which of the two songs you want to hear more of, and then we'll play a little bit more of it here on Way FM. And who knows, it might make it into the actual rotation. So, Betty Rock, what is song number one that you have for us?
The song title of this one, I'm going to have to say in an impression, because it reminds me of someone.
Okay.
It is called Great You Are.
Great You Are.
Yes. Great You Are.
Yoda.
Yeah,
yes. Like, because he speaks backwards. Yeah. It should be You Are Great, but he's like, oh, great you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not bad.
I think Gavin's a little.
Not a bad Yoda.
No, you guys are great.
Yeah.
It's very entertaining.
Who's better? Great You Are.
Oh. Great you are.
Great you are.
Gavin's like, would you stop maligning Yoda? Master Yoda.
Great you are.
Oh, that was good. Gavin, we just nerded out. I love it. All right, you know what? We're getting sidetracked. Let's hear the song, and if it doesn't sound like Yoda, I'm out. I'm out. Like, no Yoda in that whatsoever.
It kind of sounded like something. You're like, you're in the atmosphere, and you're floating through the stars.
You're in
like
the star.
Star Wars.
Great you are. Okay.
You go, you couldn't do that.
Well, I know I can't do it. It's better than I could do, obviously, knucklehead. That didn't click with me. And maybe because I had Yoda in my head.
Right. We set the bar too high.
I know. I'm out.
I'm in.
You in,
right? The guy's voice.
There was a guy in that?
I didn't think it was a man.
That's a guy?
I gave it away. Yes, that is a guy. Hear it again. That is a guy.
No. It sounds like a mix between Pink and Kelly Clarkson. That I cannot wait. We don't tell you who it is purposely so that it doesn't influence your decision. I cannot wait to find out who this is.
I'm sure you saying he sounds like Kelly Clarkson will probably either be an insult or a compliment. Probably
both,
an insult.
They're both talented women. Like,
this is a man.
All right, sure. Gavin, in or out?
I was out. I was a little tired during that song.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right. Well, Betty Rock, the only one in there on the Master Yoda song. Great you are.
That was great.
Thank you.
Betty's was
mine
great.
Mine was better than
stop
yours.
It. All right, stop it. All right, we got
loser
one more song.
You are.
All right, we got one more song to make the decision, and you can help us out with that. We'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show. So we played song number one, which brings us to song number two, which is called what, Betty Rock?
This one is simply called When We Fall Apart.
Okay, When We Fall Apart.
What happens
sad.
When we fall apart?
I don't know. Dot, dot, dot.
Do
we'll
we bring
find
ourselves
out.
Back together?
We don't.
Will
Jesus
the song
does.
Tell us?
Yeah. I have a feeling.
Know. Maybe
right.
It will.
Here we go. This is song number two on Snap Judgment, When We Fall Apart.
Sometimes the only way to heal a broken heart
Ooh.
Is when we fall apart.
Oh, I like like that twist. I wasn't sure where it was going, and sometimes the only way to heal a broken heart is when we fall apart.
Huh. You've known that during breakups?
Yes. Yes. Oh, and I like that. I do like that. It has a Zach Williams vibe to me. I don't know who it is,
what?
But it's got, has that vibe.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's too soft and.
No, yeah.
It wasn't as gravelly.
It's too pretty.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
you
come
guys.
On. You don't know anything.
It wasn't as gravelly, but it still had that vibe.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
It goes back to the time when anything with a piano, you said, right. sounds a lot
Coldplay.
Like Coldplay.
Absolutely. I'm in on that one. Betty Rock, in
I'm
or out?
I'm so out.
Oh, really?
Lord.
Oh, wow. Gavin?
I was totally in on that.
See,
I love the rhyme scheme.
This is what's crazy. On the first song, Gavin and I were both out. Betty was in. On the second one, Gavin and I both in. Betty out.
Well, it's not my fault y'all have terrible taste.
It tells you are the odd man out. And so,
yeah, I'm going my own way.
Yeah, you're your own beating your own drum there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. All right, so here you go. These are the two songs you have to choose from. And all you have to do is tell us which one you want to hear more of. This is song number one, Great You Are. I won't let a breath go by and miss a chance to lift you high. Let everything I am declare. And song number two. So now it comes down to you. Which of these two songs do you want to hear more of on Way FM right now? 855-33-WAY-FM. Just tell us song number one or song number two. Give us your reason, and you could be the deciding factor. 855-33-WAY-FM for a little snap judgment. This is The Wally Show. Emerson, how are you today?
I'm good.
Welcome to Snap Judgment. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 10.
You're 10, okay. And so you've got your finger on the pulse of what kids like to listen to, for sure. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go with song number one or song number two?
Song number one.
Okay, song number one, and that is Great You Are, the Yoda song, because it speaks it backwards. What did you like about this song?
I don't know. I liked how it flowed better than the other song, I guess.
Did you pick up on the Yoda stuff at all, or are we just crazy?
Crazy.
Okay, fair enough. Betty Rock is crazy. I got
he
you down
beat around the bush.
For that, and I got you down for
and
song
I like
number
Betty
one.
Rock.
You like
oh,
Betty Rock.
Oh, I like you, Emerson.
Yeah, we all love Betty Rock. She's the best. All right, so Emerson, the song you passed on is When We Fall Apart. Now, this is one that I said kind of had a Zach Williams vibe, just not as gravelly.
No.
Who is it by?
Ryan Stevenson?
Oh, yeah, they're two totally
Eye
different
of the Storm
people.
Guy?
Yeah, they're totally different people.
For sure.
Yeah.
But the one that you chose, Emerson, that one is by Jordan Smith. He won The Voice?
Yeah, he was a winner on The Voice. And he, speaking of voice, he has a very high voice. Gavin and I both thought that
I
was a lady.
I have good taste.
You do have good taste, Emerson. That's exactly it. And so with that, Emerson, all you have to do now is play DJ and introduce the song for us. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
So you have to say it in a Yoda voice, Emerson.
I don't really know how.
You can do it. You can do this.
Great you are.
Perfect. You really nailed that. And what are you listening to?
On Way FM.
Every hour, every second, every heartbreak, every blessing, you can have it all. Every dark night, every morning, I lay my life.
This is The Wally Show. If you found yourself going, what is the deal with sea shanties and why is there such a fascination with these? It started on TikTok with this 26-year-old Scottish postman who was recording sea shanties, which are songs that, sailors used to sing.
Once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Belly of Tea. The winds blew up her bow.
And he's really good, and people liked him.
Yeah, because his accent is so, what is it? Irish?
It's Scottish.
Scottish?
Yeah.
Same thing.
And so, no, actually, not the same thing at all. Two very different people. But he inspired people to start making their own sea shanties to different, like, current songs and stuff. And I thought that was really good. And I was wondering, could we do this with a Christian song?
Ah.
Okay.
So you asked a Christian artist to do it?
No. I did it myself. I'm kind of sea shanty. Like, I was a sailor growing up, and so I tapped into that. I used to sail sunfish sailboats. They were fantastic.
With his long hair blowing in the wind.
And so, yeah, I looked like Fabio on a cover of a book there. And so I took on the song Love by We Are Messengers.
Don't hang your head when you get lonely.
Okay.
No, I'll never leave your side.
So that kind of fits with the accent and stuff. So this is what I came up with. This is the sea shanty version of Love by We Are Messengers, okay?
Don't hang your head when you get lonely. No, I'll never leave your side. And don't go thinking you're the only one who can't get it right. Yeah, you've got my love, 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 love. Yeah, you've got my love, 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 love. Down in your soul, yeah, you've got my love, love. Love, I won't let you go.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of your head, isn't it?
I just think it's funny how I could picture like a bunch of men singing love.
Yeah, I think it worked on a lot of levels. And then I thought you might need a party remix of it, something a little faster to have fun with, so I did it again.
Don't hang your head when you get lonely. No, I'll never leave your side. And don't go thinking you're the only one who can't get it right. Love, yeah, you got my love.
I didn't think it could get worse.
Yeah,
no.
I don't know. I think we might be doing more sea shanty versions of Christian songs in the future. Maybe we'll play a game with it tomorrow. It's February, so that means one thing and one thing only for couples. Groundhog Day. Yeah, you thought I was going to say Valentine's Day, didn't you? Hey, it's Wally, and Valentine's Day gets all the attention, but Groundhog Day is the workhorse holiday of February. It tells us we're going to need to prepare for more winter months. Valentine's Day is just flashy and costs us money. It's the same way in the mortgage industry. You see all the flashy ads for quick loans from huge corporations, but I want to know who I'm dealing with, especially when it comes to something as important as my mortgage or a refinance, and more importantly, I want them to know me. That's why I love United Faith Mortgage. Full disclosure, they're not the flashy ones, they're the get it done ones, the ones who make getting a mortgage or refinancing easy on you. They're faith-based and family-owned, and their direct lender advantage will actually help you save money. So do yourself a favor, check them out, and you'll see. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Many kids of the 90s are sad today after hearing the news that Dustin Diamond, better known as Screech from the TV sitcom Saved by the Bell, he passed away at the age of 44 after just being diagnosed with a serious form of lung cancer just 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was rapidly moving and took him. And he was one of those guys that struggled after Saved by the Bell, which was kind of sad to see. Like, he was that funny, quirky kid on the show. And, you know, and he never really found a lot of his place after that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was, what was interesting though, was to see his castmates and what they wrote. Cause everybody tweets when someone passes away, and two of them were like, Godspeed, Dustin, and miss you, my man. Like, really surfaced, like, boy, that took you no time at all. Like, that's what you write about a canary that you lost, you know? And then three of his castmates said really honorable, nice things about him. So you just kind of wonder what that dynamic was there for him as well.
Maybe we'll never know.
Yeah, but it is sad.
But moving on to some good news. If you're looking for a way to make some easy cash and quick... Pro wrestling athlete turned actor John Cena.
Do I get to fight him? I will. I'll fight him for money.
You would lose for sure.
I know, but I'll be. But I can lose quickly and then get on to my recovery and then get on to spending my money.
Well, there's an easier solution.
Knowing how to count could change your life on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, help you win $1 million. If you count all the bottles of delicious Mountain Dew Major Melon, our new watermelon flavor, in our commercial.
That's so much harder than just letting him punch me once.
What?
Because I would just fold. Like, just pow! Drop to the ground. It's going to hurt for a while. And you're going to be disfigured.
You'd rather do that than just count bottles.
Absolutely, because you could miss it by one and it's over. Like, you, with him punching you, just stand there and take it, flinch a little, and then you're a millionaire.
Flinch a little, you may be dead by the time it's over.
When he does that contest, I'm in. I will do that contest. But in the meantime, there is a way that you can win by counting the bottles in his latest promotion for the Super Bowl. Thank you, Lady Rock. That's going to do it for your least of these. This is the Wally Show, and you may not know it, but there is a National Ukulele Day, and we are paying homage to this right now with a thing we call Kitty-Oki. This is where I play the ukulele, but I'm just a background note, okay? The real star of Kitty-Oki is Betty Rock, because she's combining her love of karaoke and cats, and she is going to meow the lyrics to a song that I play on ukulele. Gavin will be playing the triangle, because that's about all he's good for. And,
thank you.
Musically. You've got many other talents.
Thank you. I'm really working with a low-class bunch of musicians.
I know. I feel the same way. Yeah, and so we are going to play the song, and then you are going to guess what it is. It's very simple. And this happens to be one of Betty Rock's favorite songs, correct?
Right, from the... Well, can I say what era?
Go ahead and say it.
Okay,
fine.
It's from the 80s. Okay. My favorite song from the 80s.
Well, there you go. There's your hint now, okay? So do you want me to count it off?
Yes, please.
Okay, so here we go. This is Kitty-Oki. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Meow. Meow.
I messed that up. That was on me. I forgot what we were doing. That's my fault. Sorry.
You forgot?
I did.
What
we played it 1,000 times in a row.
Doing.
My fault. Ready?
Once again.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Meow. 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 Are you doing the right thing?
I'm not, actually. I have locked up.
We practiced.
I know. My brain locked up. I forgot what it was. I the whole time. Like, I know. I really did. And I made fun of Gavin. Okay, ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
There you go. Okay, so my fault. If you don't get it,
third time's a charm.
I know that was 100% my fault. I just forgot the rhythm. I was so waiting for your glory.
How are you in a band? I don't understand. They must have used the term band very loosely.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I don't know what happened there. I locked up. I freeze sometimes. All right. So if you want to take a guess now, Kitty-Oki, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
Meow, 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 meow.
Way FM, this is the Wally Show with you, Jesse. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Now, this is an 80s song. We're playing Kitty-Oki, and this is combining Betty Rock's love of cats and karaoke, and she's going to meow the lyrics. We're going to give it to you one more time, because honestly, the first time we played it through, I messed up a lot. And so,
twice, to be exact.
Yeah.
I thought you guys did a wonderful job.
Well, God bless you, Jesse. We're going to do it one more time, just to make sure that you get it right, because we want you to win. So this is an 80s song, so here we go.
Wally, do you know which song we're doing?
Yes, I do. Now I do. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Meow. 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 Meow.
That was stellar. That was a lot better. Honestly. So, all right, Jesse, now all you have to do is tell us, what Kitty-Oki song did we just play?
That was Take On Me.
Yes.
Okay, now you got to tell us who it's by.
Are you serious?
Yep, the band.
Oh, Lord.
I hope you have one of those aha moments here.
I have no idea.
You have no idea. So you're thinking there's no way you're going to have an aha moment right now.
Oh, that's the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, was it really? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go, Jesse. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Making every day of this pandemic count.
What would you do? What would you do if you were stuck in one place? And every day was exactly the same.
It's the Wally Show.
We were just talking amongst ourselves during the song about how crazy it is to think we've been in this pandemic for almost a year now.
Yeah, to me, it seems like it's been longer than a year.
Oh, does it really? To me, it seems like less. Oh. As I was thinking, things have become the new normal.
Yeah.
Like wearing a mask almost everywhere you go, you're like, okay, that's just what I do now, and I don't fear going to the grocery store as long as I'm wearing my mask and other people are, and we're kind of staying apart. Like, oh, okay, I'm living a remotely normal life, you know? And people don't have to look at this full face, which is a bonus.
It's a blessing for many.
Absolutely. So here's a couple of the crazy COVID things that are running around, though, a couple of stories. There was a kid who went viral, because a lot of kids are doing school online, you know? And you know how you can change your name in the Zoom meetings? This kid is a forward thinker. He's going to be a Fortune 500 entrepreneur. So instead of where his name was, instead of putting a name in there to be funny like I would have done, like he put in reconnecting. So it looked like his thing was always reconnecting, so his teacher wouldn't call on him.
Wow.
I know.
He is on another level. I respect him.
I know. That's great. That kid is, those are the kids that they're hard to raise, but like they're going to become really famous someday. So again, watch out for that in your own kid's life. Look over their shoulders at school. If they've done the reconnecting trick, you know you got to call them out, all right? This is The Wally Show, and it was back in 2003, we had the Iraqi War, and like almost 200,000 American troops were over there fighting, and there was this one soldier who recalled his time there and how kids, you know, from all over the country would be asked at school to send letters to the troops, just random troops, and he was talking about how they would get these care packages filled with mail from these kids, and he said, you know, they ranged from, hey, we're praying for you, we're thinking about you, you know, you guys are heroes, what do you do over there, how are the sandstorms, you know, like just all these random things. But he said, man, it was such an amazing thing. You have no idea what that meant as a 19-year-old homesick kid. That made a difference in my life. And then flash forward to like 17 years later, he said, you know, I didn't get to read all of them. I mean, they had stuff they had to do, and like, but he kept them all. And so he started going through the letters that his then girlfriend, now wife, was writing him. And then all these kids' letters started popping up, and he's going through them, and it's like it moved him again. And so he decided to start trying to use social media to find some of these people that it encouraged him to then go back and just say, thank you, I appreciate what you did. And that's what he did. He ran across 15 students who are now like full-grown adults, as well as some teachers who helped organize the writing effort to say thank you for what you did for us while we were over there.
How awesome is that? Because I'm sure those kids probably forgot that they had even done that, but it just goes to show that just a little thing that you do in your day could make a huge impact on someone else, even for years to come.
Some of them might have thought, oh, it's another homework assignment, you know, basically.
Right.
But the difference it made in somebody's life is palpable. And the fact that you can do something so simple and make such a big difference is a really great reminder for us, whether it's the troops, whether it's frontline heroes, whether it's the people in your life that, you know, you're thankful for and appreciative of. It doesn't take these giant gestures to have an impact. And so maybe that's something you want to do with your kids today, you know, is find that person in your life and just do something really cool for them and teach your kids a lesson and make somebody's day a little brighter as well. This is The Wally Show. And we have something actually really serious that we do here every day. We have a prayer ministry, and we have a prayer pastor who actually could use prayers right now because he had COVID. And so he is recovering greatly, though. Like, he's in really good shape. But he spends time, even during this time, going through the prayer wall and praying for people. And what the prayer wall is, you can post a request at wayfm.com/faith, and then you can have people praying for you. And you'll get a notification every time someone prays. They click a box, and they don't have your information. You don't have theirs. It's okay. But it just gives you that reminder, hey, I'm not alone in this. There is somebody praying for me. We'd love to have you take advantage of it and share your stories and have people praying for you.
Doris shared her own prayer request on the wall. She said, please pray for my alcohol addiction and low self-esteem. Ooh. I've been asking the Lord to send me my soulmate. Presently, I am trying to hang on to this someone that I know is not the one, but afraid to let him go so I won't be alone, especially during a pandemic when it's so hard, which makes complete sense. You know, I'm 35 and single. I get I get the wanting to have a spouse, but it's not happening. But it's so unhealthy, especially if you're going through an addiction like that, to cling to someone just because they're the only one around.
Yeah, and you know she knows the problems. Mm-hmm. Like, she stated all of them, you know, and so she knows the problem, but she's trying to find that answer, that right. solution, and that's tough sometimes. So knowing that you're not alone while you're in that waiting can be something that can encourage you. And then those notifications always come at just the right moment. I know that.
And those notifications could play a big part for Doris yeah. because she's already saying she feels alone in this pandemic. But just to know that she gets that notification saying, hey, someone is praying for you, they thought about you, may give her the confidence that she needs to step out of an unhealthy relationship and seek a healthy one.
And that's one of the cool things we do here. It's kind of the off-the-air stuff, but it's the ministry part of what we do. And actually, when you support the ministry of YFM, that's just one of the other things that you're making sure is happening and people are getting the help that they need and the hope that they need. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for checking out the prayer wall at YFM.com.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.